This is CliffCentral.com.
It's Friday the something of May, yes. 2018.
Yes.
How are you, Eric?
I'm well. How are you,
it's
Uncle
It's so good
David?
To have you here because you are phoneless.
No, I am actually holding a phone in my hand currently. I don't know where
you were so much nicer
there.
Without a phone. How are you, Ryan?
I'm very good.
Ryan
very
James good. Holiday, 1987.
That's me.
Is that when you were born?
Yes. 30 years old.
I've been out of school for 30 years.
No way.
Really?
No, actually, way.
Way, dude.
I was just young and hot, Dave.
I'm old.
Eric, what time does this thing start?
I think this thing starts just now. Yeah.
Welcome to the Just Now Comedy Podcast. We're going to go through some stuff because there's been things happening.
Everything has been happening, man.
I got a very
man.
Horrible email from which we'll discuss from some random oak.
Hey, swag.
And then the I also found the best.
The best way to start your weekend. With one horrible email.
Jeepers.
Just a single horrible email.
Yeah, it just plays in your mind the whole weekend through. Like when you're having fun, you're like, hey, but then that thing that Josh said about me being
Josh.
I'm using the name Josh here. The thing Josh said about me being insipid. I don't even know what this
word
means.
And the email language is different. And email fights are different. Yeah. It's really passive aggressive. And according to our last conversation, when last discussed, Dave, on the 22nd of.
Now, this was a all reply all.
Yo.
Oh, so everyone in the conversation could see that the fight between me and this complete stranger.
Ew.
And I was being nice, and he kind
were
of started
nice
roasting.
Were you being kind of?
No, he said, "I like this lineup of comedians."
Yeah.
But who's this Dave Levinson guy? Now, obviously, he's being funny because it's a friend of mine that's invited him to the comedy night. So it's the night of headliners at the Cape Town Comedy Club.
Okay.
And then he goes, "I know all the other guys," and it's impossible for him to know the other guys. Koki Falco, he hasn't even been in the country for 10 years.
Yeah.
So he's like, "I know all the other guys." I don't know this Dave. I know what I'm reading in his voice now.
Yeah.
I know the other guy. This is Dave Levinson guy.
So I
replied all. Click. I just said, maybe you don't know who I am, but your mom does.
Oh.
And that's when the fight started.
There's always a before a fight. That's the call to fighting.
Listen, we've got proper guests on, man.
We do.
Kusunati, how are you?
Doing good, man. Thanks.
Cool, man. Are you into the mic there? Are you audible?
Yeah.
And then Edward... Well, am I saying your surname correctly? Edward Motale.
Yeah.
Edward Motale. But I recognize you, man. You know what I recognize? The hat. Because we went to... Do you know what we did?
Yeah.
We did a promo with a magazine, with Kickoff magazine. Is it Kickoff?
Yeah, Kickoff, yeah.
And it was a young white dude who was the writer, and we went somewhere. We drove cars for this competition. What was the guy's name, man? A little cheeky white editor. And I still interviewed you for the thing, and we went to a Pirates game, and we took a whole lot of people with us that had won a prize.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
They won a prize, and you and I would literally sat on the bus together, literally, Ryan.
literally. Next to each other.
We sat next to each other, and we weren't allowed to drink, but I think we did.
Yeah.
We might have had a Fanta or two.
Yeah.
Edward.
Yeah, I remember we had fun.
It was like, and we had to go watch Pirates Drew, obviously.
Yeah. So, what? Pirates is a winning squad, man. Let me defend my Pirates. My Pirates
those
are
Derby, those derbies are hectic because Pirates will draw with Kaiser Chiefs on the Derby Day.
Yeah, the Derby Day is a different thing, man.
Yeah,
the Derby Day hasn't been the same for the past, I think it's 6 years. Like 5-6 years ago.
Yeah.
That's when Kaiser Chiefs used to pull that last 5 minute goal. Like in the 85th minute, it's like a new team is on the field, and then they just start scoring out of nowhere. Then the final score is like 3-0 to Kaiser Chiefs
in the last 12 minutes.
Or but the referee gives them something.
Yeah, or the ref gives them a penalty. It's always Kaiser Chiefs. Hey, but then afterwards, you see the guys are like throwing things on the field, and they're like, "This is why they won." Like, no, they won because they were playing better. Actually,
the atmosphere at the stadium is
electric.
Yeah,
literally electric.
So are the fences.
You know, ah, wow.
Yeah, but Edward, come closer.
The past five games, derbies were so many draws.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's so boring.
Boring. Yeah.
It's such a boring.
How is that? I don't know. You see, I don't know enough about football, South African football. How is the Bafana team chosen? Who's the manager? Besides that coach, I mean, we see who's now
in charge, man.
Who's
Stuart Baxter.
Stuart Baxter. Yeah. Okay, what's his background? He's Baxter ground. What's his background?
I'm
Zulish.
He only won a trophy with Kaizer Chiefs.
Okay. Premier League?
Yeah.
Or Nedbank or one of the other.
No, he's won the league twice.
He's
won
CSL,
the
league.
Kaizer Chiefs, yeah.
That's okay. What I know.
So he ends up becoming the final coach.
Yeah.
And then how does he choose that team? He watches the games, he chooses a team.
He just, You just watch on TV.
That's all he does.
Ah, he doesn't even go to the stadium.
So, yeah, but that Bafana team, is it made up of, like, when I talk about factions, like, is it made up of, when it's made up of too many Kaizer Chiefs players, do people get upset?
Yeah, look, the selection criteria,
there we go,
is not up to scratch, you know.
No, would you be in that position?
Look, nobody knows how players are selected.
No.
Yeah.
Sometimes, so when you select, you get a phone call and you're playing midfield, is it the first time you see that guy at training?
Yeah, exactly. You know what they do? The coach will go and sit at the stand, watch Kaizer Chiefs play Pirates.
Yeah.
And if he that day he just liked
he's
you,
feeling it, he just likes
yeah,
you.
Yeah, then you just put you on
there you
the
go.
Paper.
It's a lot of
do
pressure.
Do you want
on
to
that
play for Bafana Bafana? I'm a young guy, 17. You're hot stuff. Do you want to? Is Bafana on your list of things to do?
Or do you want to leave? Or do you want to play like European soccer?
Yeah, look, Brazilian? I'm not sure about now, but every player's dream is to play for Bafana.
Really?
And then, because that's the ticket to go and play abroad.
Okay.
You know? Because, you know, if you go other countries, you have to have 10 caps for your country before you can play
anywhere
abroad.
The club
area. Yeah. So, Bafana Bafana is your ticket.
Okay. To go and then you can go into these other clubs, go play Europe or just even in Africa.
Yeah, but it's good now because since there's a rent-a-player for Bafana Bafana.
Rent-a-player?
Anybody can go.
That's fine.
Anybody can go and play.
What are they ranked at the moment?
No, because the way this... They rank
140 something. No, it's 147.
No,
they went up five places.
We ranked 147 on the FIFA rankings. Yeah,
yeah.
Who's
FIFA ranking?
Who's below us?
Africa,
I think.
Not many. Smaller nations. Small.
Mauritius.
Yeah.
Sovereign.
Yeah, maybe Mauritius.
And how long did you Bafana? How long were you there?
I was there for two years.
Defender.
Yeah, is it defender?
Because I see you're a well-built guy, a skillful defender. I'd like to just welcome
defender dishing out the immortals.
A skillful defender.
Yeah, skillful defender.
Do you now you're doing comedy?
Yeah, yeah.
Did you ever heckle the guys or roast them when you because some guy will come in there, and it's a corner kick, and you guys are jostling for position. Then every now and then you say, this guy.
No.
You got to chirp each other a little bit.
Yeah, there's too much confrontation.
Yeah.
But, you know, we take it as a football spirit, you know. It's a very constructive.
You have a few drinks before the game.
No,
you can't.
Football spirit, literally.
We have power rate, yeah.
This just now is brought to you by the Guptas.
Yeah.
That's brought to you. We're trying to look for a sponsor. Powerade would be good.
I'll take the Guptas. Yeah. We'll take Powerade. Powerade is electrolytes that replenish your soul and
it's what you put in.
What you put in is what you get out. That's Powerade.
That's what I was looking for.
Ryan's got a story because he did a gig on Thursday night. This isn't pre-recorded, so it just sounds like I'm saying Thursday night as if it's a thing. No one cares what night it was.
Yeah.
Where was the gig? And tell us about Giovanni's? Review the gig as if you were someone else. Introduce yourself.
Well, there's four other people. Okay, so
Hi, I'm
one of the four other people that were at the show.
Okay.
And it was an intimate gathering, but the multiple comedians. So I think there were six in total.
Is a multiple comedian like a multiple orgasm? No one
I've
knows how it works.
I only hand them out. I don't know how they...
Okay.
I don't.
He's got it.
Jim Jeffries.
Yeah.
You're just the receptacle.
Yeah.
No, but you know what? The comedians mustered and I think put on a nice show for...
Who were the comics?
Who were they?
So it was Rhea, the worst guy. So Rhea, Mark...
Have they a show on this?
They have a show on Wednesday.
Yeah, they have a show, yeah. Right. Suhail, our boy Suhail, myself.
Your boy Suhail.
Yeah, George.
You keep inviting him to this show.
The Suhail. Our resident doctor.
We have a doctor who became a comedian. Yeah, not like Dr. Kamalo, who isn't really a doctor.
Professional.
A
real
actual. Studied 7 years.
I mean, I always wondered
doctor.
If one of you were injured, did Dr. Kamalo come over and go, you'll be all right. Walk it off!
Yeah, you'll be fine.
Maybe can also bring some penicillin.
Because I'm worried about when you guys when you guys went on tour, was there a lot of penicillin in the hotel room just thrown about? I've got an itchy rash. Hey, you're playing in 3 seconds.
Yeah, you better
just kick off.
It's part of the job. You know that.
Penalty shootout.
Grab this penicillin. Okay, Ria, Mark, Swell, yourself.
And some other guy, I forgot his name now. So that
Ryan
was
Holiday.
Ryan Holiday and George Kuda.
Okay. Oh, okay. Cool.
George and, Kuda.
Yeah.
He's what I call like a proper hot and cold. I mean, I'm a hot and cold comedian. Yeah. I'll have a good night and then some nights I just don't know what I'm doing.
Okay.
George Kuda's got that.
He
waxed.
Just went up there and just didn't give
did
a
he
shit.
Shout at the audience for being.
No, he didn't, but I love it when he does that. He feels like shouting at you.
He'll shout at you.
Yeah, he will.
He'll shout at you.
He shouted at these two drunk girls one time, and I was like, this is amazing. He shut them down. They were
no,
like,
but he didn't. It's not even comedy. He goes into a personal thing. And,
yeah, he's like, really
I just
mean.
Want to say another thing.
Actually,
do you know who George Kuda is?
No. Have you never heard of George Kuda?
Edward, you've got a show coming up. So listening to Ryan's thing, there's four people in the audience.
Yeah.
The comedian still did it. You still got paid. Apparently, you got paid a good little bit of greens.
Yeah. Which is nice.
That sounds like
did you get minutes. One? Did you get one leopard?
No. Two hundies. And it was a cool handshake. Ria gave me a cool handshake. It was like a drug deal in the parking lot. It was cool. It was
passive.
Who else got paid?
I assume everyone else. I was standing talking
but
to Mark.
How did they get paid? There's only four
I don't know. I think the guys had to.
They do
take
the,
money.
No, they do a collection thing. So they go
but
to the.
They did, but there were only four people that didn't do it last night. So I didn't know where the money was coming from. And I know this is weird, but I felt bad saying, no, don't give me the money.
Yeah.
I felt weird about it. So I just took the money.
You were like, ah, fuck it.
Also, I need the money.
This is getting me back to
do
the.
Do you need the money?
Trend.
For petrol,
you have a real
also,
job.
For petrol, also. Yeah, I have a real job. You phoned me yesterday and you could hear my voice was different.
I'm like, I'm at work. He's in work, man.
I can't be funny, Dave. I'm at work.
They do. Money with the audience.
Thank you for coming, guys.
Have
$10.
Yeah, but give it to them before so they laugh more.
I had a guy.
Tell them to call again.
Please call me.
Make it sound like you're a restaurant.
You laugh, but two of the four people, a couple, come there. I think every week, so they have like a relationship.
What was the place called?
So they're chatting.
Where was it?
Giovanni's on Main Road in Four Ways. Like just down the road, yeah.
Giovanni's Main
it's
Road
like
in Four
Giovanni
Ways.
Giovanni Panavino.
On Thursday nights, we have comedy.
Yeah.
Come bring three of your friends. They'll get in for free.
And Ryan will rock their worlds.
And Ryan will pay them money to laugh at his jokes. Yeah.
If I had money, I'd do that.
What comedy did Ryan Holiday do? Were you there?
Yeah. I did. It actually went really well. I didn't even do a bit. I just spoke about what I did yesterday, which was buy 700 pads, sanitary towels.
Oh, for your company?
For the drive.
Because people don't know this, but Ryan's actually the office manager at a massive, massive agency
Clockwork Media.
So they send you a shopping list, say, you got to go buy 700 pads?
Well, we had a drive, and we matched everyone that what the staff contributed.
So they brought
so
two packs, you matched it with two.
So 14 cases of pads from Macro yesterday.
Did you get into the aisle and ask?
Saying it's funny because if you've ever had to buy pads as a guy, it's weird. It's like you feel self-conscious about it. It's a strange thing.
You feel self-conscious or proud that you're doing something for a woman?
Possibly.
So it's like the opposite of buying condoms. Like, no, this is for my uncle. He just, wild. He just wants to make balloons.
They didn't have the ones I was instructed to buy, so the lady very kindly was showing me alternatives.
Some of that are similar.
And she was explaining the wings and stuff, and I'm like,
did she do a demonstration? Did she put her leg up on the shelf?
No, she didn't do like a practical demonstration.
Literally.
Like, literally.
No.
And I was like, yeah, they're not for me, so.
I don't know, lady.
So she was explaining the comfort levels and the drainage.
What size is that a word?
No,
it's one size fits
all. I think there's like different absorption levels, and there's centered and uncentered. I know that.
Oh, okay.
And then
why would you ever go for? I suppose you know what? If you get a reaction to the centered ones,
yeah.
you won't have them.
And then later on in the day, I went to hand them out at an underprivileged technical high school in Ivory Park, which was weird for me, but probably weirder for the. Young girls who had this random white dude just walking
them pads.
Did you throw pads. Them out?
No, like, I handed them out. Like, it wasn't like a KTV Simba surprise. I came as a big pad, and I'm like, you just mean.
Who you sent it?
I got you. You protected, baby.
But hang on, there's something in there. Someone should, but don't get the same guy who did the water mascot to do the
pad
mascot.
Don't get the brother.
Because that'll scare
splash.
The girls into having a period. They'll be like, no, I'm not doing this.
No, I'm done here.
You want your pad?
So you handed out. It was not. You didn't just do them like
No.
And like making it rain.
There were other people.
You didn't make it rain. You didn't.
Yeah, I said pads for every, it was like bottles in the club, just with underage girls and pads but at a school.
I'm very proud of you, Ryan.
If somebody just listens to that part of the podcast, they're going to evaluate us.
If someone just listens to any part of the podcast,
we'll be happy.
I think maybe. Did you also demonstrate? Because you cannot just give.
You know what? If they ask me,
I don't think there's instruction on it.
No, there's
even a joint.
Full disclaimer: there was a girl from work who went up there and said that she would explain. But there were also boys in the classroom, so I don't know if any girl would stick up their hand and genuinely be like,
I don't think you stick up your hand. I think that's just there's an applicator.
That's a tampon. These are pads.
Know
your sanitary.
But listen, I think it's very cool that the first 18 minutes of the show was brought to you by
Kotex and Lilettes.
There you go.
Shared sponsorship.
Swag. And you did. Wait, before we. You did Radizio last night, if I'm not mistaken.
I did Radizio last night. It's with some Mocha, which
did
is
you,
Mo.
Did you host?
So there are gigs. You know, it's nice. I'm becoming a host again.
Okay.
And I find with these ensemble gigs is the audience don't get into it until about the third comedian. So
and
your
the,
open mic guys. There were two open micers. Titsi was there.
Oh,
great fan of the show. Hello, Titsi. Shout out to Titsi. Hello, Titsi. And then a guy called Ian, who is a performer Is it Ian Young?
Yeah.
Like, he's a circus performer,
he's
but he's
a
also
good looking guy.
Good looking.
Yes.
His girlfriend's better good looking than him. If I just can point that out.
He's good looking and she's better looking. She must be a belter.
They're just beautiful.
Just beautiful
so
people.
He does a
struggle
sort of
to make kids
but
one
the problem
day.
Is, I don't like bringing open mic acts on until the audience are properly settled.
Yeah.
The fuck up is we started late.
Ah.
So it's a school night. So I got my kid in. He's on the couch in the smoking room.
Yeah, you better not leave the smoking room, boy. If you breathe clean air tonight, we can have issues.
No, man, I stole a cushion and he slept there. But anyway, we started late, so we started just after 9.
Right.
And the people that were sitting in the front were invited by Samoka to be there. So the front table are the most noisiest because they've been invited. They're just chilling there.
They haven't paid for a ticket.
And you know what the weirdest thing is? And this has pissed me off. Is that after the great comedians come. Mumsy was on fire. He was lekker. And then Dylan Oliphant closed. And he was just natural and flowing and lekker.
Yeah.
Then they want more. That table that was noisy, we want more. So I said, can I just tell you something? The more that you want is the 25 minutes from 9 o'clock from Hopper's 9 until
about
10
to settle down.
That you were talking shit to each other and having a full on discussion down this side of the table but with each other at the table like no I just bang 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 discuss. I said the first 20 minutes that you guys were having your discussion there were other comedians on you so no you're not getting more and then I did like an Ascension Day thing. I just floated away on a cloud. Edward,
shout out
can
to
you
Jesus.
Explain two things. Who is this man sitting next to you? Shout out to Jesus. Did you just say that?
You have to. You said Ascension Day.
He's a Cosinati.
What does he do for you?
Yeah, he does so many things for me. Yeah, he just run around for me. Like, I'm his Pavarotti.
He buy pants for you.
I'm his Pavarotti. I just sit on that.
His Pavarotti. He's your paparazzi.
Yeah.
Because I want a guy like you. What's your background in terms of...
My background, I come from the sports science background.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because that's what I was given as information. Because I studied sports science. it was terrible.
Yeah.
Tell me about the myotatic stretch reflex.
No, we don't have time, Dave. Look, we don't have time.
But
we've got time.
We've got ample time, and we for another 20 minutes.
So you finish your degree?
Yeah. Now I'm no longer interested in that. Yeah, I'm no longer interested.
It's amazing. I mean, how many people that do their degrees and then go, hang on, I'm doing this. Yeah. But the fact that you got a degree.
That's dope, man.
Parents are happy.
Yeah.
They leave you alone.
Actually, a diploma, yeah.
Okay, that's fine. But that's amazing. But now, when you, in terms of being a sportsman's agent or facilitator.
Yeah.
Okay, who handles the invoices? Edward's laughing.
He's the boss. You know, one thing I wanted to say. You know, you have in soccer agents.
Yeah.
You have professional players.
Correct.
Especially in South Africa. I'm happy that you just touched on it because it always frustrates me. You know, soccer players treat agents as their bosses when they are actually the boss.
Yes.
Yeah.
They're supposed to tell the
agents.
I just
wish more, and let's talk about that because comedians do the same thing.
Yeah.
They treat the agents if they speak to my boss.
Yeah.
The agent's getting 15%. Let's call it 20% at the most.
Yeah.
They work for you.
You're doing 80% of the work.
Yeah. And guess who your best agent is? You.
Yeah.
You know, Edward, you here.
Yeah.
With this fucked up hat that you've been wearing for how many years?
least now you're putting an eye drop in my...
Is it a sensitive subject? It's your grandfather's hat or something?
I got the hat when we won the star. When we beat the Asek Bimosi.
The star of the newspaper.
Ivory Coast. No, the star. Orlando Pirates.
Because you're club champions.
Yeah, yeah. And he was
African
the captain
club
of the
champions.
Day.
Yeah.
Sentimental hat.
Champ of champions.
Yeah.
You don't get more champion than champ of the champions.
Well, it's Champions League in Africa.
Yeah.
Who's going to win, by the way? Champions League, the other one? The less important one, the European one.
The European one.
What, the European one?
No. Who do you think is going to be, Madrid or Liverpool?
I'll go with Madrid.
Okay.
I'm fencing Liverpool.
I'm fencing Liverpool because. Just let them just defend and do something crazy.
Yeah. It'd be nice for them to have something.
Just
or
for, be
3-0
down.
Just for Mo Salah. Yeah, so they can update their braggings.
Yeah, so they can stop talking about
we won Champions League in 2018. Finally, we have something.
I fancy Liverpool based on history. Because in football, in football, history counts. Psychological. Yeah.
Yes.
Like Liverpool, if you put them in big matches.
They do it.
They've got the big matches.
Against Huddersfield, they will lose. But against the big matches.
With or without the coach.
Yeah,
with or without the coach.
Doesn't matter who the coach is.
I mean, the last time they won the Champions League, I mean, remember that game was unbelievable.
2007.
Yeah.
No one ever thought AC Milan would lose.
The comeback with Steven Gerrard.
Exactly. Yeah.
Stevie G's too mild.
He's coaching in Scotland.
We'll give them direction.
Give Stevie GPS.
I'm a massive fan, so obviously I would not want Madrid to win the Champions League.
Fan of Liverpool.
Barcelona.
I can say I saw Madrid lose twice. Or not lose, but they drew against Barcelona. A 10-man Barcelona, let's put it out there. Because somebody got a red card early in the game. And then they lost to Sevilla. I think it was two nights ago. They lost 3-1 to Sevilla. How do you, like, you go from playing Barcelona and drawing two, you scored like a 75th minute equalizer.
Football's crazy, man.
And then you lose to...
But there's a link between it.
Next week against Sundowns, don't worry.
Yeah.
and a fucked up hat.
Yeah, they'll be like, woo!
How many footballers have an agent that they can get little endorsements from, people that they can start somewhere? Even a young footballer going, I want you to get me some stuff. I want you to get me, just get me on TV, let me do a Mother's Day
thing. Majenz will be the one. He's a former professional player. I can only add.
Where does that name come from?
Majenz.
From Orlando Pirates supporters.
But they gave you the name?
Yeah, they gave me the name. After I scored a beautiful goal against the...
Bicycle kick.
Brian Baloi.
Are you friends with him?
Nah.
Not after that day.
Not after that game.
That goal was fantastic.
Nah, we cool after that.
Edward Mutale known properly, like Magents, and you say that name at a stadium and the guys go, oh, they
we know
do
who
a little
you're
bowed.
Talking about. Oh, yes. I know who you're talking about.
Look, I guess so.
If we drive through Orlando, we drive through Sweden, and you're in the car with me, are people
going to
say,
in South Africa,
who's that guy? Who's that guy with Dave Levinson?
No, they know my gents.
Anyone in South Africa, they know my gents.
Excellent.
Who's that driver?
I would actually even think even in Nigeria.
Ah.
They know
where
is that
where you got the star?
No.
That was
one of the countries where they went to on their way to winning.
So they know you?
Yeah.
And then how are the comedy?
But Nigeria, they don't know me because of the 4-4 scam. No.
You must reply to those emails.
There's a lot of money.
So your uncle's looking for you. No,
it's
you're
just an email address. It's not like you're giving them your code.
Get your agent to respond. You must get the inheritance. Sort out the admin.
Get a Gmail address and just go for it.
Okay, so well known.
And where is your... You've got a comedy show coming up now.
Yeah.
And then I had an argument with... Because No Jokes Comedy is... We've had... What's his name?
Retabile.
He's been on the show before, but he's much of a background guy. He doesn't like... He's the only guy on the show that's ever nodded when I asked him.
You said you mentioned a guy that which is very difficult for radio.
On radio.
You've got to bump his head. If he bumps his head, then we know there's been
And did No Jokes contact you, or did you get hold of them and say, come, I want to give it a go?
Yeah, but basically, it's a soccer comedy, you know?
Okay.
It will be more of a soccer comedy.
Ah, so it's
stories about
reality.
Comedy.
Storytelling
is like a
mobile
book.
That's amazing.
You know?
That's amazing.
I like going to CNA and buy a book. You better come and get it like the
from
horse's
mouth.
Did
you ever do that at school?
The
when
winning,
you had to collect those
the
books?
The losers, the mooty, the, you know, the...
everything you must hear from me. Sakin. The book doesn't, you know.
Yeah, the interesting stuff. The interesting stuff.
Yeah,
that you're not going to see on
the
TV.
Well,
then
tell us and the other thing that way. You know, there's so many things under the carpet.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's other things people really don't know about me and other players they love or they support, you know. That's so, yeah, it will be fun, you know.
No, that's amazing.
Yeah. Tell us about the Muti. I mean, I know.
I've actually wanted to ask this question, because I've seen video clubs where guys have won like 7-0, and then like 2 days later, there's a video clip of the coach walking around the girls. Then he like puts his hand in his pocket, just whips something out and carries on walking. Like, is this a thing?
Yeah, booty comes in many forms. It can be in the liquid form, in the powder form.
No, I've seen the powder videos. The powder videos are the most.
The powder.
Yeah. When does a team go to the Muti side of it? After, do you have a practice session? You guys, we're gonna fucking lose on Saturday.
Yeah, this is bad. Where's the Muti?
So we need Muti. When is the Muti come in on the levels? So like DEFCON 1, you're like, guys, we trained well, we're gonna win, we got this. And then one guy goes, oof, I need a chicken and a virgin.
And that's just personal.
No.
He's standing on the corner there slicing the chicken.
Texting the virgin.
We're not going to win.
No, you know, like we, you know, African thing, you know. We know when we play a white team, but now they're no longer white teams. But before, we used to have Hellenic, we used to have Vets, which was
Dominantly white.
Highlands Park. Highlands Park. You know those teams. We know those. Yes. They don't think about Muti.
So you knew Muti was a slam dunk.
There's no Muti. When you're playing a white team, they don't know the magic. They don't know the chance.
Just go and destroy.
Yeah, there we just go.
We're scared of them.
Destroy them.
Even then you do the second verse.
Go with the Shosholoza.
That's not the second verse.
So, but if we play other teams,
got to have Muti.
Yeah, you'll see there'll be a very traffic jam in the tunnel. Because the opposition, they'll be going this
still
way,
stirring.
We'll be going this way, there'll be water, there'll be powder, it will be...
Do you throw powder at the other guy?
No, man, it's around the goals. I've seen around the goals.
Because we had Muti that day.
He started the tunnel.
Already.
You know, while you're still preparing yourself,
so it starts there already.
Your door, when you open your door, it will be...
Oh, it's not a simple thing. There's steps.
So you open, you come out of your house, you got to do it in a certain way.
Yeah, when you come out of the change room, you do it.
Oh, wow, that's awesome.
In a tunnel, you do it.
Superstition.
But do the rest of Africa know about this? Because when you play Bafana, like, kickoff will be at 12 o'clock.
Africa is worse.
Is it even superstitions?
It's superstitions.
Feathers, chickens, the whole chicken.
It's
blood.
Yeah.
I mean, you go in the change room, like, for example...
What's a bad
when
omen?
We went to Ghana, when we played Ghana, we went into the change room. Our change room already was filled with smoke. We didn't know.
Which is good for athletes. Just
was there someone with one of those hookah pipes? Like, you bet with you, every idiot's got one of those stupid pipes.
It was
so they're
like
filled with smoke... From them.
It wasn't like a Dacha smoke, but proper. It was a something smoke.
And you said, this isn't good.
And then we said, we started sneezing, all of us.
Oh, shit, that's sabotage. That ain't
that's just hay fever. I get that on the plane.
Yeah.
We started sneezing, and then the referee came and said, in 5 minutes, I have to check you guys. So we were forced to go inside because you can't change outside. Otherwise, we'll be disqualified.
That so do you guys carry... Like a
we didn't
a
have
surgical
those,
mask?
The mask,
oxygen mask.
So we opened windows.
That's so fucked up.
We opened windows and then we just changed. We said, guys, look, since we got our own,
our juju,
we'll just trust our own.
Yeah.
You know, smoke
so
or
that
no
is,
smoke.
I mean, that's amazing. You know, people talk about, we are Africans, Ryan. You're from Africa.
Thanks.
But you're not. Even if you go to like parts of the world where African slaves were there, he's
Puerto
African.
Rican.
He's African.
Benoni. He's Puerto Rican.
Yeah, he's
from
East Rand.
It's another country.
Oh, yeah. So when you go to
Wolfsburg.
We're from the same country, man.
Yeah. Oh, we are. I always forget that.
If you go to American.
Also, Gavin Lane is from Wolfsburg.
Do you know Gavin Lane?
Do I know Gavin Lane? Yes. Well, not personally, but I know
he's a debt collector.
Oh, for reals.
Well, no, that's No, that's not. That's the other one.
He's in Durban now. He's in Durban now. Yeah.
Okay. But that magical stuff, and you take African countries that have influenced other countries. So you go to Barbados and that side of the world, and you talk about voodoo and elders and speaking to elders. If you lose that game, can you blame it on
not having the voodoo?
Juju man.
Yeah.
You
can say, guys, we spoke to
you. Need a new juju man.
You messed up, you juju.
They've been fired like really? Left and right. We lose the game, immediate effect. Bye bye.
First guy you fire. Yeah.
It must be so hard for him.
Last in, first out.
Yeah.
Hey? It must be hard for him. He must be like, well, try defend. Maybe it wasn't empty.
You're not gonna use your hands. Oh, what must I do?
I'm telling you, even if the keeper is a keeper's mistake, we blame the juju.
Okay, cool.
You know the current Bafana Bafana?
Yes.
The joke, they still owe a juju man
some money.
Apparently, that's why they're doing bad.
Get him some kit. Does he wear the kit, though? Is he like 23?
That's some reverse juju, man. If you owe a juju man money and that's why you're continually losing, the juju man calls you success. Bring the juju man back.
He's in the stands there with a Rubik's Cube and a feather.
You'll see with your last
That's amazing, because you don't think about that as comedians. That's some nights you're going to have a bad night. And you might think, I just didn't walk out the house properly. I didn't get my stuff right. I'm a skit. And it is true, though. I felt it at comedy nights when there's just been, this is a bad vibe.
There's a bad vibe about the room. Yeah.
Also, as comedian, you need juju, man. People just laugh for anything. Even if you haven't said anything.
Do the Goliaths have a juju, man?
No, they don't.
They can, but
it's not necessary, man.
The Goliaths have a juju, man. It's one of the Goliaths.
Maybe.
Ooh. Nick.
Nick's the juju, man.
Nick comes on stage and talks to people and settles
them
down.
It's going
to
offend him.
He comes and says, guys, this is what happens. This is how the lights work. Hey, you're the bald head. You're the thing.
No, but that's... Okay, I wouldn't necessarily say
call it the pre-host.
Yeah, that's the pre-host. That's the guy that just goes, look, you need to understand, this is comedy. This is what happens here. Don't take offense because none of the people are here
I'm telling you, that's a juju man. He's putting a spell on the audience. And when the host comes out, the audience goes, so he's almost he's prepping them.
So you need to brush up on your juju knowledge.
No, I need to get me a juju man.
Oh, you're not going to
self juju. Never self.
Never self juju.
It's like in the boxing match. He's the ref. He's the ref that just goes, okay, guys, this is going to be a fair fight. No eye gouging. No kicking in the nuts. You're going to fight lean. Hitting the body. Hitting the face.
So that's your pre-host.
That's your pre-host. That's what he does. He just goes, do you understand what's going on?
Have you had someone send you those emails where they go, I'm coming to your show on Saturday. You better be funny. Like, that to me is anti-juju.
Yeah. I'm like, chief, you can't
do something for 18 years and not be funny. And also, if I'm not funny, guess what? There's four other comics.
And also, I mean, you didn't just come to see me. I know you came just to see me, but there's more guys. Oh. If you're disappointed by me, these guys are going to make
you
laugh.
And then when you say something like, go fuck yourself, they go, oh, I'm just joking. Why are you so sensitive?
Yeah, why is it? Oh, comedians are supposed to take jokes.
What is your... Are you
no,
doing
I'm supposed to hand them out.
Personality, what other job are you doing? This agenting? Yeah.
Myself. I have a few digital stuff that I do on the side.
Okay, so you do marketing and media?
Yeah.
Social media running for a few people?
Yeah.
So they pay you fee. Okay. So does someone come to you and go, you better be good at social media.
You better tweet the shit out of my account.
Because I'm hearting some of your stuff.
Nah.
Now, when is your show?
I push him. I said, you better get it.
You push him?
Yeah.
You better get me 55 likes by this now.
No, like if we're playing around something.
Yeah.
Maybe a sponsorship or something. So you go, better good. Go get it.
Go out there and get the thing. Yeah.
So tell me the story of the hat. Because you got that when you got one of your stars in Ivory Coast. Pirates win.
Yeah.
A fan just comes past you and said, please take this hat.
Yeah. We beat Ivory Coast in Ivory Coast.
Yeah.
Asak Mimosa. Then, unfortunately, that day, two people died.
At the stadium.
Yeah.
Stampede.
Yeah, they just freeze, you know.
They go and believe the loss.
Yeah,
they
couldn't take
still.
It. Yeah,
yeah.
And then, they just freeze, you know, like.
That's crazy.
It was intense that time.
Like a blackberry phone, they just freeze. Like,
a little bit worse. Is that not?
Rabin still rocks a blackberry.
Why? That is hilarious.
So,
like a blackberry phone. Just
so because of that. The stands are actually, they're just standing there. No one can leave, no one can come in, so there's no flow.
Yeah.
And that's what causes that stampede, that crushing.
No, they couldn't believe, like, we scored on the on the last minute.
Yeah. Really?
Was it equal? Goals the same, or was it 1-0?
We needed a win, they needed a draw.
Oh shit, that's heartbreaking for them.
So that currently they were drawing, they were happy.
And then yeah. That day, if they won, it was going to be declared a holiday, public holiday.
My goodness.
Everything was agreed.
Yo.
So
you guys destroyed everything.
Yeah, we destroyed everything. They had they set up so many gigs around.
You ruined that.
Oh, the after parties.
The posters were printed.
Yeah, the order is welfare-ish. So he.
Oh, but it was the Ivory Coast number one team.
Yeah, number one team.
Still is, yeah.
So it was theirs.
What are they called?
Their pirates against our pirates.
Like mimosas.
Mimosas.
Yeah.
It's a nice drink, mimosa. It's champagne with
orange juice, I think.
Orange juice.
Yeah, so we brought the star back home. And then as we get to the airport, there was a huge press conference. And, you know, our supporters, everybody, football lovers, everybody. Yeah. And then there was this lady, she screamed her way to the front and she gave me the spot. She just put it on my head and, you know, a kiss.
Sealed with a kiss.
But I can't remember her.
When you looked at the hat, did you think, okay, this hat has no top part?
No, he had a top part.
Oh, it had a top part.
Okay.
It's from years of wearing, man.
So it just got finished. Like,
so what year was this? What year was this?
95.
I was born that.
Oh, no, then there's massive. Then there's Clive Barker. There's CAF Championships. There's crazy times.
So, and remember that time we were playing concurrently. We were playing AFCON.
Plus you playing
plus
before.
Yeah, so, yeah. We'll go and play on a Saturday. We come back. We play Wednesday, the league match.
And then
Saturday, we play AFCON.
Shit.
So, it was taxing. But, yeah, we managed.
You managed,
so,
yeah.
we won the start AFCON.
And also the Super Cup.
Well done,
that
man.
Is perfect, man.
This is proper superstar, man.
Yeah.
What have you won?
Not any of those things anymore.
Where did you get your stupid hat from?
I paid money for it. Actually, I didn't. This hat was free. I also got given
it. Where's yours from?
This is from Superbolist. It was my
make
first
up purchase. A story, motherfucker.
Oh, the first story. I won this at a church gig back in 2009.
Who
the
gave
first
it to you?
Comedy show I ever did.
At the church.
I
and
used
someone
that
came.
Money to buy this hat.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. At Rema Church.
Edward's story wins.
That's a proper story, man. Yeah, that's a proper story.
We spoke about health of comedians because we've got a health show coming on.
Yeah.
So you're a sports science ex guy. Do you think comedians should be fit?
Absolutely, yeah.
Why?
I mean, first of all, I think if you are in good health,
yeah.
You can't do anything.
Don't get the discovery points.
Yeah. I think, again, in terms of longevity, I mean, there are many people, I'm sure, that follow you that would still want to
12.
See you when you're an old man. No, I'm sure there are many.
That's 13, 12. Yeah. But loyal. Loyal, though.
12-year-old.
Okay. 13. Let's say 13.
Yeah.
So you look at... You're in good shape.
Yeah, I never stopped training ever since I stopped.
So what's your training regime? What do you still play football? Do you coach at all? Do you ever go into that?
Yeah, I coach youngsters now in the township.
Excellent.
I just organize a few, the drug users.
Oh, yeah.
Nyaupe,
like
you know.
It's like a young rehab.
Yeah.
Ryan knows about drug
use. Yeah. I make them run every day. So that when they get home, they don't even
no urge for drugs.
Yeah, can't even make that zone.
Too tired to roll.
Yeah.
And I do think that is important. Like, when I see a young kid, I'm like, just get him into sport.
Yeah.
You're too tired and you've got too many things to be responsible for. Mm. If a goal comes in, it's your fault, so you have some responsibility.
And then
you kind of... And I'm not saying it stops drugs. I'm still saying there were a lot of drug addicts in my rugby team.
Yeah.
It just teaches you responsibility, man.
Still huge in rugby, yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
No, not steroids. I'm talking about Dacha.
And you see now some German, the Rastas, they're fighting to be the Dacha to be legalized.
Yeah.
So
what do you think it should be legalized? Will it take away that usage, which is you almost use more because it's naughty.
Forbidden food.
When it's legal, it's not so hidden.
It's gonna be it will have a certain format, you know?
Yeah.
It will be controlled.
Yeah.
Every day when you open news, there's a truck was stopped and there was Dacha or mandrakes.
Yeah.
So, you know, if they legalize it, I think there will be control.
Yeah.
Even the elders, they will also take part to control the youngsters how to smoke.
The elders, the live elders or the dead ones?
That's
when you know you're fucked.
That weed is too strong.
I was going to say, when weed is too strong.
When you start take two puffs and you're like, okay, I'm getting confused between elders and ancestors.
You know, when coming back to the comedians to be fit, they need to be fit because I've been following comedian shows and then sometimes you'll hear that somebody collapse.
They're out of breath stage or something, yeah. And,
you know, because
only
I think
John,
it's all
only
existing.
John Christmas has collapsed. Yeah. You know? He's the only one. In fact, there is a comedian that collapsed on stage and died, and the audience never left. They just clapped. They just kept clapping.
What a bit. It's an art piece.
That was. He was one of those comedians.
Oh, yeah, but he was one of those. Yeah, he was like.
He might be Roy Chubby Brown or one of them, and he died on stage.
He died on stage.
So they thought it was an act.
Yeah. He was doing a joke, and he went, he's like, and I was winning, man. Oh, my heart. And he fucked out on stage, and they were like, yeah.
Yeah. And he's got that one big
eight
laugh.
8 minutes.
Yeah, 8 minutes of people just like clapping and cheering and everything.
And then his manager
and then someone
came on.
The other guy came out and he's like, ladies and gentlemen, actually, what happened was this man.
Yo, that sounds like a serious joke.
This man answered, yeah.
That's like the ultimate joke. As a comedian, that's how you
want
to go.
That's how you want to go. That's how you want to, as a comedian, that's how you want to go. You're like, this is the best laugh ever.
But don't get shot by an audience member. That's not
that's
like me, I was. Like die in the field stampede or something.
No man.
No man. Stampede. Not
so when is so comedians being fit? I've also noticed like if you do
that's not the way to go, man.
You do physical comedy. Yeah. Like you'll do a joke. You actually get tired.
Yeah, no, but that's what I'm saying. So that's why you'll hear sometimes a comedian is
not
out of breath.
To sip some water while you.
The thing is,
while you busy,
a lot of guys don't know how to do it. Like the timing on drinking water is always weird. So they'll drink it in the middle of a setup to a joke. So they won't.
You can actually use your water as a punchline.
Yeah.
Where you look at them and you sip your water and you look and then they get the thing and then you do.
And then you carry on. Yeah.
But
a lot of people forget that they brought the water on stage and then most times there's no chair on stage to put the water on.
Yeah, and you have to lean down.
So that's where I get an audience member to actually be furniture
for me. Hold the water.
No, they sit. And it goes on their back.
Demeaning. That you demean them.
Some comedians, they write their jokes on the back of the water. So that's why they go. They're drinking the water and they're checking their jokes.
On the back of the water.
That can't be true, Dave. That can't be true.
At Grahamstown, Cokie did that. He had his set written on the back of the water. Then some water dripped down it. He's like, well, now I'm fucked.
Now I can't read this shit. This is awkward for
everyone. We're going to do that.
But fitness is important, you know. I see other comedians, you know, 2 minutes into the stage already they're sweating.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it's the lights.
It's the lights.
I don't know.
It's the lights and it's a little bit of unfitness, I think.
Yeah.
Because that light is intense, and then also if you're moving around a lot, it does catch you.
But it does ruin the punchlines if you're out of breath. I mean, that's a very obvious thing. It ruins your timing and cadence. Yeah.
It just doesn't sound healthy. It does not sound healthy. You
awesome.
Need to go to the doctor.
If a comedian's big, you shouldn't be doing physical comedy. You should stand still. Are you okay there?
Excuse me. No, I'm alive. I'm alive.
When is your show, Edward? You've got a show coming up. And then I argued with Retabile about if it was kick of comedy or kick off comedy or a kick of comedy. Or kicking in the comedies. I'm not sure. Tell us what it is.
I think I can handle this.
That's so beautiful.
Let me answer that.
Brilliant. No, let my agent.
I just passed the ball.
He just looked at it and was like, through
ball. That's a bad defender. That's a Liverpool defender passing the ball to another defender. And then it's not his defender. It's one of the attackers.
No, that was the clearance. And then it hit James Milner in the face. Bah! Own goal.
That was hard. And James Milner never knew. Right?
Yeah, I can answer that, Dave. Kick-off comedy, obviously.
Kick-off comedy.
Yeah, kick-off comedy.
Off comedy,
all right, not the kick-off of a match.
Okay.
All right.
So it's a kick-off comedy because you want to do... It's like a kick in the pants.
Yeah.
Kick in the head.
Yeah.
This is going to hit you hard, this comedy.
It's going to be fucking... Yeah. Okay.
But psychologically, soccer fans, they're going to think it's kick-off.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
kick-off. Or just bad grammar, bad spelling.
Topo.
Or you printed a poster and you said, guys, we're going to have to call it kick-off comedy.
They charge per letter and you're like, we can't have that extra F. It's going to go over budget to the other F. Just cut it.
Is there a budget? Where is the show?
It's at the K Space in Kempton Park, right next to our Tambo International.
Okay. The K Space.
Yeah, the K Space. Yeah.
Can you say the K word at the K Space? No, probably not, Dave.
You should not say the K word.
Can't do that.
Can't imagine that.
Juju will come after you.
I would think that's the space you can do it because we spoke about that. Like Dacha, you can have it at home.
Yeah.
So there's a mountain of dacha that you can have at home. If you go at home, it's yours. The government has said we can't keep everyone.
Yeah.
And then we spoke about people that are using the K word a little bit too much.
Mm. Yeah.
That you should have a room in your house where you can go say rude words, you close the door, you just get it out of your system, and then you go.
Yeah, and then scream it on the phone and go to jail. Like an asshole.
Did she do it on the phone?
I think it got recorded. I don't know. This
no, she
is.
Did it.
I didn't want to. The chick went to jail for being an asshole.
Oh, Vicky. No. Yeah. Vicky Mamba got smashed and grabbed. And then the police officers came, and then she complained to the police officers that she got smashed and grabbed, and they didn't do anything. Oh. And then she's like,
so maybe
times.
Maybe
when she went buck wild.
Buck wild. Because maybe she should have noticed that the cops were recording it.
I was just going to say, no, look, the thing is, you can, I think,
she
fair
lost
enough,
her shit.
It slips out twice. Mm. After that, it's you are consciously putting.
Do you think you can give a twice is like go to bad, naughty?
I don't know about that, but we can all agree that 48 times is too many. Yeah. That is the golden rule.
So she's not going to the K space.
She was angry.
What? No, it's understandable. She was angry because she got smashed and grabbed.
She lost it.
And then she told the police officer, and the police officer was like, okay, lady, we're going to fix this. And then she couldn't handle the fact that the police were handling it so slowly.
Yeah.
Then.
Yeah.
Yep. It's just barrage, just AK-47.
Okay, so the K-Space near Arotamba in Kempton, and you're selling tickets. You've got other comedians on the lineup. Are there ex-footballers who are also going to give it a go?
No, my Jens is the only one.
One-man show.
My Jens, you know, my Jens is a
strip
name.
I'm for the people, because I've got people listening in Australia and other, Australia. What does my Jens translate to? The guys.
Gentlemen. That's what it means. Gentlemen.
What was it like being? Did you captain Orlando Pirates?
Yeah.
Because that's my team, by the way. I'm Liverpool, unfortunately.
Yeah.
It's just weird.
we won the star. Lifted the trophy.
Okay. And as captain, what is your role is? Because I think those leadership roles
is just to take from where the coach left. You remember. Yes. Coach can only
can
do
on the field.
That much on the field.
20
yeah.
on the bench. 8 is us.
So then that's the same as comedy then. You write those jokes at home.
Okay,
that's your coach.
Sorry?
You write the joke at home.
Yeah.
You sit there and you're like you said, the crowd froze like a blackberry.
Yeah.
That's good. But now, when you do it to the audience, they look like, and they're like, Sounds like you wrote that joke at home.
Yeah.
Have you performed before in front of a crowd besides
I only did the jokes during my program directing, you know.
Okay. When you're MC. Okay. Don't you do jokes when being a midfielder, you're in the mids, at the back there, sometimes there's nothing really to do
if your team is constantly
upstairs
there,
he's doing all the work. You at the back there, do you crack some jokes between the
you know
the
guys? Actually, let me catch my Jens there. I grew up watching my Jens as well. As a youngster, he's known nationally. He used to make fun of opponents.
It's not easy
as a professional football player at that time to tease the opposition and the fans.
Oh,
okay, so that comedy was there at the start.
Yeah, he had it. I mean, if you talk to journalists, fans, that's what he's known for.
Well, that
he would make
fun
of his opponents in a serious match. I mean, that time the stadiums were always sold out.
Yeah.
Today the stadiums are not sold out.
Yeah, they're not sold out.
It was difficult, and the fans were violent that time. What you see now is nothing.
You get hit with the Makarapas.
But when we play FNB,
Makarapa, all of them.
The day they built the stadium, 85. We play Chiefs, and then we won the lead, and then all of a sudden they got just a stupid penalty, and our fans were angry, and they start throwing apples. But it was hot, and I start collecting those apples.
You
collect
them, and you chowed them.
Yeah, I chowed them in front of them. They stop throwing, they clap hands. You know? Yeah.
He disarmed them. He took the bullies. Yeah. He took the bullies, and he made it his own.
And the game that's a big thing in football, because obviously there's an anti-racism group that wear the armbands because a banana was thrown at a guy.
Yeah.
And the guy did the best thing you could do. He's like, oh, is it? Okay, so there's a monkey reference here. I'm from Africa. Yeah. Guess what I'm going to do? He peeled it slowly, chowed it, and he put it on the side.
Yeah.
Ozil, who's
Ozil, somebody threw bread onto the
bread. And he
picked it up. He blessed the bread. He said, thank you.
And that's just lucky. And that kind of, a lot of comedians, that's improv.
Yeah.
As a football player, you improvise him because you're going, this is what I believe in. You throw some bread, you throw a banana.
Yeah.
So you collected the apples.
Yeah.
When life throws you apples, you make fucking apple juice.
Yeah.
Yeah. You bite the apple.
Apple juice.
And apple juice. It's good for you.
I had energy for that.
Yeah, and then you score the goal.
I ran more than
more than you would have before. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a backfire for the fans. We shouldn't have thrown those goddamn energy rich apples.
Yeah, why did you throw apples?
Throwing Bioplus at the guy. So, and then who else is Lucas Sodebe? Would have been okay, not with you because he played for
no, he was with him.
But for how long?
Yeah, we played Bafana together. Okay.
And he's also he's a defender.
Yeah, he's a defender.
So you guys friends?
Yeah, we're friends.
Is he funny? Because he's doing a lot of MC work.
Toby. Yeah, yeah. We still connect. We got a chat group.
On WhatsApp.
On WhatsApp.
How hectic is that WhatsApp group?
Yeah, it's very hectic.
I feel there should be a law that if you stopped at the robots, they shouldn't get you for smooth tires or like license. They should check your WhatsApp group.
I don't want them to see that. I've seen disgusting things. It's too much.
There's some disgusting. Why do it's people send? I don't want it on my phone. They kind of send it to me, and then you just see Dave has left the group because I don't want that stuff.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So sometimes we, you know, you start a group
for it starts with information. Yeah. The first 2 weeks. Then
but
after
in
that,
in the middle of something on a serious, in the middle of a serious conversation. Somebody will just throw a woman.
Yeah.
A naked woman.
Yeah. It just takes one guy.
And then one guy, then another guy rises to the challenge. Is like, I will send more graphic.
The one guy recognizes, he's like, who is it? That's my aunt. No, I've got more pictures of her.
Mom Sophie. Yeah. But why are you doing
there
this?
There is a little kid that was praying and he said, I said, believe in this Afrikaans.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I said, believe steer clear for all the
from his computer,
yeah.
What's that?
Send, please.
Please send clothes for all the naked winter women on daddy's computer.
Please send clothes.
Daddy's computer.
That's the one.
So this, when is the show?
We're gonna ask 25th of May.
That's now. That's next week, Friday.
Yeah.
Okay, well, the week after
that.
The
week after, Friday.
Yeah.
Cool. And are you selling tickets as a proper show? You got.
Yeah, been selling tickets via Tixa online.
See, there's always a new one. That's new one.
Yeah, I've never heard
Tixa.
Tixa.
Yeah, they do quite a lot.
How do you spell that?
T-I-T-I
X
X S A.
Tixa.
Yeah.
Tixa. Okay.
Sticking it to CompuTicket.
Yeah.
They sponsor this.
Yeah, I was like,
just look at it. Oh, no,
every
no,
time
no,
you
no,
look around for branding, we all are brought to you by Energy, the Guptas, and CompuTicket.
Yeah.
And Tixa. So the guys can go to Tixa and they can get tickets. And other comedians, who you got on the lineup?
It's my gents. It's King Ngoba.
Ngoba.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. He'll be there as well.
Ngoba. Good evening, ladies Ngoba and gentlemen.
Ngoba. Ngoba. Yeah. Ngoba. As a host, if I don't say that properly, he checks it. It comes on stage and goes, I just want to say with his American accent.
I just introduced say, ladies
Ngoba
and gentlemen.
Ngoba.
My name is
he does the proper.
Yeah, he does the full thing. Okay, let's.
Who else?
Yeah, for now, those are the two.
Those are the two.
Yeah.
That's not enough. Yeah. I want more. Yeah. How much is the ticket?
It's about 280 and 320.
I want more comedians.
Yeah. I mean, Retabile has told us that you want, you would love to come over.
He said to me, you got to do a set. I'm there.
Yeah. Yeah,
there you go.
Is it Friday the 20 something?
21st.
25th, yeah, Friday evening. Yeah.
Did he ask me? I was drunk when he phones at night.
It's not a good time for you that day.
I've packed my kid in bed. Is that the right word?
Yeah. Folded him up. Done. And then it's your time, Dave, to drink heavily.
My time. And then we do exercises in the morning. And he does, whatever he does, I have to double it. So if he does 10 push-ups, I'm going to do 20.
Is that like the agreement?
That's the agreement. This morning, he does 40 sit-ups.
No, man.
40 push-ups and 40 stupid burpees.
Either way, that's too many
things. I'm going to double it.
You're like, kid, I'm taking you back to your mom's.
But he's gone to bed. I've found a bottle of Platinum Johnny Walker blended thing.
Which you have to drink.
I've had a few. And he's like, he can definitely notice I smell of something.
Yeah. <It's> like, he calls it the smell of daddy, but it's really booze.
Daddy's smell. Daddy's special smell. Okay,
oh,
so you gotta go now.
Wrap up. Yeah. Right.
So you did 200.
No, I doubled. I count my burpees like this. You know, you do a burpee, so you go
one
up,
and
so
two,
it's
and
one,
three, and four, and
two, three, four. But he didn't notice that I'm counting like that. So he comes and leans on the thing. He's like, "How many have you done?" I said, "I'm on 40 now."
It's like, it's been so quick, Dad. You're amazing. What an athlete.
You did 20. You did half.
Burpees are horrible.
You're going to double.
But listen, Edward. I do recognize you now because we spent a whole day together.
Yeah.
And as soon as he walked in, I'm like, I spent a day with this man.
Yeah.
I should at least remember that day. Because we might have snuck a hip flask into the F&B Stadium that day. Because we knew the game was going to be boring. And we all had our pirate stickers on us and everything.
Oh, yeah.
I'm trying to remember the guy's name, the editor of Kickoff Magazine. Danny Jeff.
This
Lekker Oak, man. He's so knowledgeable about football. Yeah. And he said the only person who knows more than him is you. So that was a compliment. But thank you for spending the day with us. I think we went somewhere and raced cars, and then we, I don't know what it was.
Yeah.
I was involved. Listen, good to have you here.
Thank you very much.
This is the first show that we've had quite calm.
Yeah, I know.
I think
so
you bring
calm,
a calmness.
We did bring a calmness.
We're very passive.
Do you have a Oriental Zen vibes? Have you got a little frog at your door that's got a coin in its mouth?
Did you visit the Juju man before you came? Yeah. The Juju man was like, guys, go out there and just be passive.
No, that was chilled today.
Chilled.
The problem is the Juju man in this country is Julius Malema.
Yeah.
And that's bad Juju. Bad Juju. No biscuit.
He's a good Juju man. He's a dope Juju.
Guys, we're going to say goodbye. Thank you. Tell us your name and tell us goodbye and good luck.
Kosnati is my name. Thank you so much, guys, for welcoming us. We appreciate for inviting us on the show.
Thank you.
Cool.
Yeah. I will win quickly.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Jens is speaking.
Yeah. And what my Jens Mutale. Yeah.
Thank you. I'll see you at the K Word.
At the K Space.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Get it right, damn it.
K Space.
My name's Dave Levinson.
I'm Ryan Holiday.
I'm Eric Jansen, and as always, we will see you again just now.
This is CliffCentral.com.